Hachette Audio presents All the Way, My Life in Four Quarters, written by Joe Namath with Sean Mortimer and Don Yeager, read by Joe Namath.
To the underdogs and the favorites, it isn't how we get knocked down that matters. It's how we get back up. The warm-up. I finished voluntarily reading my first book when I was in my early 20s. Growing up, our family didn't emphasize education much and definitely didn't have books lying around the house. We just weren't the kind of family to sit down and read. The paper only got a peek from me because it had the sports section. But now, all these years later, my daughters Jessica and Olivia have the things stacked up around the house. And my granddaughter, Gemma, reads through those Harry Potter books like they're magazines. I, too, have grown to love reading, but that took until the age of 22 to plant the first seed. I was at LaGuardia Airport getting ready to leave for an away game and picked up a copy of a book about the Boston Strangler. An alarming set of eyes stared out at me from the cover and instantly grabbed my attention. After finishing that book, and still to this day, I've always stayed alert in case a loose horse comes into play, and it certainly helped me establish my hotel room routine. The first thing I do is find my floor's emergency exits. Then I scope out the shadowy areas in my room where someone might be hiding. I check under the bed, behind the curtains, shower, and closets. Only after knowing I'm alone will I take off my coat, unpack, and really settle in. Call it my suspicious Gemini side. But I know my vivid imagination has helped keep me on my toes all these years. I can even remember a time back in 1951, when I was 8, going to see The Thing from Another World at a Beaver Falls theater with my buddies Linwood and Freddie. Man, I was so scared I ran for the exit but stopped just short of the doors. My brave Gemini side decided I could safely peek around the wall from the back of the theater and still have a quick escape route in case that creature jumped out of the screen. I still have fear run through my bones from time to time. Heck, just the thought of writing another book intimidated me. But that's the thing about fear. It can cripple you or it can motivate you to overcome the fear itself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?